Hi, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of June 29 through July 3rd, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. If you'd like to do so, just head on over to our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, for more information. We've got an amazing resource for indie podcasters as our sponsor for the next few weeks. They're called Indie Drop-In. It's a podcast network that promotes indie podcasters. Basically, what you have to do is go to their website, indiedropin.com/earbuds, and you can apply for your show to be featured on their podcast feed. We'll share more on Indie Drop-In later in the show. On this show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week and some information about the episodes. We'll also share some podcast industry news, Patreon shoutouts, and then we'll wrap it all up. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Jay Quinton and is called Facial Recognition and Privacy. Here's why Jay Quinton chose this theme. He says,
"Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Quinton from Power and Pride Podcast, and the theme I chose is facial recognition and privacy. I chose this theme because, well, facial recognition technology is advancing quickly and being used by the public, governments, and private entities. There are virtually no laws surrounding how this data is sourced and used, impacting our privacy. Enjoy."
Here are the episodes chosen by Jay Quinton for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. The first episode comes to us from Stuff You Should Know and is called How AI Facial Recognition Works. It's 62 minutes long. With the development of increasingly smart artificial intelligence and lots more cameras spread around than ever before, we have reached a critical point in the U.S. and other countries where governments can easily track everyone, everywhere, all the time. The next episode comes to us from VergeCast and is called New Jersey's Former Attorney General on Ring Cameras and Facial Recognition. It's 57 minutes long. In this week's VergeCast, former New Jersey Attorney General Ann Milgram stopped by the studio to talk to Verge Editor-in-Chief Nilay Patel and me, senior reporter Colin Letcher. As Nilay notes, Milgram, who also co-hosts the podcast Stay Tuned with Preet Bharara, is, quote, "the first cop we've ever had on the show," end quote, and gave some thoughtful responses to questions about surveillance, predictive policing, and more. The next episode comes to us from Skim This and is called I Spy, Facial Recognition, Russia Investigation, WhatsApp. It is 12 minutes long. Facial recognition technology is creeping into all aspects of life, and San Francisco could be the first city in the U.S. to block it. Other cities are thinking of following suit. We'll explain why. And Attorney General William Barr wants to know how the FBI's Trump-Russia probe got started. The next episode comes to us from Today in Focus and is called The Rise of Facial Recognition Technology. It's 30 minutes long. Facial recognition technology is getting more sophisticated each year and is now being used commercially as identification instead of passwords, as well as being adopted by the Metropolitan Police in London. Our UK technology editor, Alex Hearn, explores the question it raises about privacy. And the last episode of the week comes to us from Stuff to Blow Your Mind. The episode is called Facial Recognition Machinery, Part 1. It's 54 minutes long. Chances are, your face is already part of the database, and AI is getting better and better at reading one face and finding it in the vast sea of digital images. What does this mean for the future of privacy? How did we get to this point in techno history, and where do we go from here? Those are the episodes chosen by Jay Quinton for this week's theme, Facial Recognition and Privacy. You can follow along with the discussion of this week's theme and contribute to that discussion by using the hashtag PrivacyPods on social media. Each week in our newsletter, our curators have a chance to shout out something that they love or want to promote. It's called the self-promo section. They can shout out a project they're working on, a company they admire, a movie they really enjoyed, or anything. Here's what Jay Quinton wants us to know about. He writes, "Power and Pride podcast, my podcast, is in the process of revamping and researching for an all-new season. If you'd like to support us and listen to us, we're an upcoming podcast. You can learn more at anchor.fm/powerandpride. Next, we're on to some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting Newsletter. As always, thank you to Sky Pillsbury, who writes the Inside Podcasting Newsletter. If you'd like to hear more from Sky and to sign up for the newsletter yourself, just go to inside.com/podcasting. We'll share some of the top stories from this week's issue of the newsletter. First, Reply All dropped an episode titled The Least You Could Do, in which producer Emmanuel Jochi investigates why Black people have been receiving unsolicited Venmo payments from white people. After listening, Sky reached out to Emmanuel with questions about how he crafted the piece and what he hopes to come across during the narrative. You can read the interview between Sky and Emmanuel in the newsletter, and it's worth it. Next, at the end of this week's newsletter, Sky included a brief excerpt from the most recent Inside Podcasting post-show episode in which fiction podcast critic Elena Fernandez-Collin chats with Sky about her most recent interview with Moonface creator James Kim. Check out both of those episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And you might recognize Elena Fernandez-Collin's name because she was a recent curator of Earbuds Podcast Collective. And the last story. Finally, a number of creators have initiated a conversation about podcast IP, intellectual property ownership, among POC. You can see Twitter threads that discuss this from Another Round co-creator Tracy Clayton, The Nod co-creator Brittany Luce, and Tell Them I Am creator Misha Youssef. We'll include links to all of those in the show notes of this episode. Thank you so much to Sky Pillsbury for writing the Inside Podcasting newsletter. We will be back next week with more industry news. Next, it's sponsor time, and we are super excited about this week's sponsor. Actually, they are last week's sponsor and the coming week's sponsor. They're called Indie Drop-In, and it's a really great resource for indie podcasters. Indie Drop-In is a podcast network that promotes indie podcasters. It's not a network you have to join. It's 100% feature episodes from other creators on their podcast feed. Listeners to Indie Drop-In will hear an entire episode from your podcast if you apply. And if they like it, they can follow you and subscribe to your podcast. Your featured episode includes your own cover art, show notes, chapters, calls to action, everything. Indie Drop-In wants the listener to experience your podcast the way that you designed it. The goal of Indie Drop-In is to drive listeners to your show. And Indie Drop-In is 100% free for you to apply to and for listeners to listen to. They never charge the creator for anything. So to learn more, go to indiedropin.com/earbuds. Next, it's Patreon time, and we are grateful, as always, to our Patreon supporters. That's Alyssa, Cole, Dan, Jared, Michael, and the Retro Network. You can become a supporter if you have $2 to spare, just $2 per month. Go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Whenever I get a notification that I have a new subscriber, it's really fun because Patreon puts one of those fun little birthday hat emojis on the end of the email. So if you'd like for me to experience that, that would be lovely. You can do that at patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Join the Earbuds family. Head on over to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned up at the top of the show. We'd love it if you listened to the episodes that were recommended by Jay Quentin. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at earbudspodcastcollective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. If you like what we're doing with our newsletter and the accompanying podcast that you're listening to right now, let us know by leaving a review on Apple. It helps people find the show. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/feedback. It'll take you to a browser where you can choose where you want to leave a review, whether it's Apple, CastBox, Spotify, even Podchaser. It's super easy. Thank you so much in advance. We will catch you next time. Have a safe week. Keep on listening. Bye.